Fall is here, and so we're bidding a sad farewell to tomatoes and corn, but saying a hearty hello to Swiss chard and bok choy. At least we will when we know what to do with them. And here to help us with that is Here Now resident chef Kathy Guns. Kathy, good to see you as always.
Hi, Robin.
So expound. Fall greens, what are they?
Well, they're all those hearty greens. You know, this is that time of year. It's almost like where you switch your coat. You go from that light summer sweater to like the first fall coat. These fall greens are hearty. They get better as the weather gets colder. They love a frost. It turns them sweeter. We're talking about Swiss chard. We're talking about collard greens. We're talking about kale. We're talking about pak choy and bok choy, arugula, Brussels sprouts, even turnip greens. These are all the hearty greens that will last through a frost, even two or three.
And what about parts of the country where they don't have a frost? Do they not do as well in heat, so maybe they're planting now?
A lot of these don't like heat. So in the south, for instance, where it's going to be cooler this winter, but not freezing, they will just be planting their fall greens right now,
okay.
And they're fabulous.
Well, you mentioned one there along the way, kale, and people might have heard the inflection in your voice. You, in December, said that you thought that kale might be on the way out. In fact, I think you said you hoped that kale might be on the way out.
You know what? There's a first for everything, and I was wrong.
It's hotter than ever.
It's crazy. It's become completely mainstream. Driving into the station today, I passed two billboards for huge companies publicizing kale drinks. It's just out of control. However, when you eat it minimally, and when you eat it in creative ways, it's absolutely terrific. A woman I know named Kathy Walthers has just written a book called Kale, Glorious Kale, and she has some really creative takes. She has kale cocktails, but she also has some fabulous salads, and you have one in front of you.
Which one is this?
That is the one right in front of you with the apples and the nuts and the feta. It's almost like a kale Waldorf. It's got, you mix the kale with balsamic, a little maple syrup, and olive oil. The thing about kale is that it can be very fibrous and rough on your system. Mm-hmm. And so when you add acid and salt and oil, it's called massaging it. You rub it through. It softens and it becomes much more digestible. And there you have it with thin slices of apple, salty feta cheese, dates, and toasted walnuts and thin slices of celery. So it's this great balance of textures.
Oh, my gosh. I love Waldorf salads, which is just the walnuts, apples, and, you know.
Well, usually yucky mayonnaise.
Yeah, but this with the date.
Isn't that nice?
That was spectacular.
Now, I really like that.
We should say the kale. I don't know. I think I can tell the difference between kale and regular lettuce. It's kind of crispier. It has an edge. But you said when you eat it minimally. We'll link people to an article that's on our home station's website. It has been one of the most popular for about a year now. It's called The Dark Side of Kale. It's about eating too much kale. We'll link you to that so you can know what she's talking about.
Okay, so all those hipsters in Brooklyn better watch their guts, huh?
That's Kathy Gunst. We're talking fall greens. It's Here and Now. So, Kathy, where do we go now?
Let's talk about some of the less known and less loved mustard greens. Wonderful fall green. They have a spicy bite, wonderful range of colors, dark maroons and these ruffled leaves. You can stir fry them. You can throw them into soups. They're terrific in salad to give you kind of a punch and a bite. One of my favorites is Swiss chard.
Mm-hmm.
Very delicate. It can be used interchangeably like spinach. One of the best varieties is called Bright Lights because it's this spectacular pink color.
When you say like spinach, do you mean in every use of spinach?
I do.
You can eat it raw.
Steam
it. Okay.
Yeah, when it's tender and young, you want to look for it. This time of year, it tends to get huge because it's been growing since late summer and the leaves are gigantic. They're so beautiful. I've been to parties where it's the centerpiece. Hmm. I mean, this beautiful, vibrant pink and green streaked leaf. It's just fabulous. Other things to look for, pak choy or bok choy.
What's the difference?
Those are the same. They are in the cabbage family. It's a favorite Asian green. And you have a plate in front of you there as well. It's an extremely mild cabbage, and it has incredible juice and crunch. This pak choy was
picked.
Is this
it?
That's it, yeah.
Oh, I see. I thought these were some sort of onion.
No, this is from my friend Brad's farm, Oldfields Farm, and they are so fresh. Taste them. The juice bursts. I mean, we're talking juicy.
Juice burst.
It happened. Isn't that fabulous?
Mm-hmm.
And it's all I did was stir fry some thinly sliced fresh ginger, and I chopped up the pak choy, and I added a little bit of spicy sesame oil and a touch of soy. I could eat that for breakfast, lunch,
and
dinner.
That's amazing.
It's because it's so fresh. Yeah. But you should look for it this time of year because that all these cabbages are coming out now, and the green pak choy and or bok choy is just so mild that people that normally have trouble with members of the cabbage family can really eat that.
And again, we've been talking about leafy greens, but these are they look like celery pieces.
Well, they're in the cabbage family, and you see them in Chinese restaurants, and they're really wonderful when they're small, and they are very fresh this time of year.
Wow.
Speaking of members of the cabbage family, Brussels sprouts. I have grown Brussels sprouts, and they will last through a blizzard. I mean, that is a
long... They will last through a nuclear attack.
I actually adore them. I love to roast them. But a new way that I just tried, I found a recipe in a brand new, wonderful book called A Boat, A Whale, and a Walrus by Seattle chef Renee Erickson and Jess Thompson. And you just shave Brussels sprouts when they're raw on a mandolin, or you could do it on a cheese grater. And then you finely chop apples and you add walnut oil and black pepper and a little bit of wine vinegar. Insanely delicious.
Wait. Do you, it's just
no
tossed?
Cook.
You don't
Everything,
cook it?
Nope. And what happens is that the acid in the vinegar and the nutty walnut oil creates this fabulous salad. Wonderful for this time of year.
And of course, roasted Brussels sprouts have become very...
The rage.
Yeah.
One of the things, a lot of people take the outer leaves off of the Brussels sprouts, but don't do that because when you roast them, they become like chips. In fact, when I cook with kids, I love to roast them at a very high temperature and they crisp up and we sprinkle salt on them and I call them Brussels chips.
Okay.
also, collard greens, a real favorite in the South, obviously. Southerners love to cook them with ham hocks and bacon. They add vinegar. Collards tolerate really, really high temperatures and cold. They're very cold hardy. They are also a member of the cabbage family. Now, the other thing, Robin, so that you keep eating and feel good about yourself, all of these greens are so nutritious. We're talking like a lot of calcium and potassium, vitamin A, C, and K. So you should eat a lot of these.
Okay.
Not you particularly, but everyone. I've just been enjoying them in all these different ways. I made ramen, the Japanese noodle dish, the other day. I made a very simple broth, and I added miso and ginger, boiled up some noodles, and then I stir-fried all these mustard greens and topped the ramen. Heaven.
Ramen, the sixth food group of college kids.
That's right. But the real deal, not the stuff out of the package.
Yeah. By the way, the bok choy, I just got a kick from that. I mean,
that's the spicy sesame oil. You could add a tiny bit of chili paste. It's nice because it's so mild and sweet and juicy to have just that little hint of spice there.
Fantastic. As usual, we will have all the recipes at hereandnow.org. These are fantastic. Kathy Gunst, thanks so much.
Enjoy. Thanks, Robin.